Radhe Radhe. So continuing the stories of Lord Jagannath in Rajapur, this is Jagannath Stories Part 2 of the Iskan deity in Rajapur, about at least a 500-year-old deity of Jagannath. And Pankajangri Prabhu, the head pujari there, has compiled a wonderful book of stories called the Pastimes and History of Lord Jagannath in Rajapur by Pankajangri Das, the twin brother of Jananivas. Iskan Mayapur. This is Snan Yatra festival. As everyone knows, in Snan Yatra, Jagannath Swami appears to catch a cold. And it's just an idea. He's pretending to be sick so he can take a break from the thousands and thousands of people that come and beg for blessings day and night in Puri. He wants to take it easy for a couple of weeks with his brother and sister. At this time, he peacefully enjoys so many wonderful sweets and nectar drinks made from cream. He's very sick. He has to eat, you know, drinks made of cream and molasses, which is thick black sugar syrup, and various health-giving herbs. Once a Gaudiya Math devotee came from Puri to visit the Yogapit, Mahaprabhu's Yogapit. Then he came to Samantadweep to visit the ISKCON temple. Of course, this is before ISKCON attained the temple, and he started worshipping the deities. Or maybe he just was worshipping the deities during ISKCON. But it says that that night, the same night that he came to do worship that one day, Lord Jagannath appeared to that Gaudiya Math devotee. I guess he's Gaudiya Math. He said, "Listen, they don't give us much to eat here. At least once a year we should eat nicely. Listen, Bhakta, our Snan Yatra is coming soon, so try to arrange a feast for us on the day of Snan Yatra." So that devotee arranged for a big feast for the Lord and fed all the devotees, deities, Mahaprasadam. And now the ISKCON is in charge. They didn't mean ISKCON. They meant the pujaris who were caring for Jagannath at the time were not giving him very much nice food. So that new pujari came from the Gaudiya Math. He initiated that big festival, Bhog festival, on the same day as Snan Yatra, and ISKCON continued it to this day with a big procession, an elaborate elephant procession, all kinds of Mahaprasad and sweet rice, and sabji and khichdi, and all kinds of wonderful bhog is offered to the deities and given to the bhaktas as they visit all the way into the deep of the night. This pastime is called Jagannath Swami's Hatavesh, or Hativesh, which means elephant dress. So one day, a Ganapati Bhakta came to Puri to visit the holy Dham of Puri, it being one of the Char Dhams, Mukti Dham, Dwarka, Haridwar. Well, as far as Char Dham is Badrinath, Dwarka, Puri, and Rameshwaram. He didn't really want to visit Jagannath's temple, but he came to Puri. Because he was visiting the king of Puri, actually he was a guest of the Ganapati Raj, the king of Puri. And his host, the king, encouraged him, "Why don't you visit Jagannath? You're a Ganapati Bhakta, Ganapati's Rishtadev. But you should understand that Jagannath is not different from Vishnu. And he's the origin of Ganesh and all the other demigods, including Shiva and Durga and everyone. So why don't you go see him?" So finally, due to the being convinced by the king, he took darshan of Jagannath and he spoke to the deities, this Ganapati Bhakta, Ganesh Bhakta. He said, "Listen, Jagannath, if you are supposed to be Daru Brahman, Brahman in a wooden form, then show me that form of Ganesh whom I worship. Because you're the source, Sarvavatari. Then if Ganesh and everyone's inside you, then you show me." Jagannath decided to bestow his mercy on that form. I mean, on that Ganapati Bhakta. So then he showed, he exhibited his form as Ganapati, the Lord Ganesh. And that so happened to be on Snan Yatra day. So even to this day, in ISKCON Mayapur, at our own Jagannath temple, and also in the original temple of Jagannath Puri, on the afternoon, around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, in full view of the public, as is the snan, the whole day he spends outside, basically. They close the curtain and he takes rest, and they open the curtain and everyone can see from the boundary wall the form of Jagannath dressed with big floppy ears and a big trunk and a big nose. Is Ganesh Vesh, Hathi Vesh. So that devotee, of course, is greatly delighted and very astonished. So believe it or not, we say Lord Jagannath gets a cold, and part of having a cold is to have a fever and achy muscles and to sneeze a lot. Achoo! Achoo! Achoo, Tananda! He's just saying, Achuta. Devotees used to joke when they would sneeze in the West, they would say, Achuta. He said, Achuta. This is the name for Krishna. Achuta Govinda, Sridhara Madhava, Gopala Govinda Hari. Achuta Govinda, Sridhara Madhava, Gopala Govinda Hari. Shama Sundara Kaniyala, Girivara Dari Nanda Dula. Nanda Dula, Prabhu Nanda Dula. Nanda Dula, Prabhu Nanda Dula. There was one English devotee of Srila Prabhupada, Gaura Haridas, was living in Rajapur. And after the Snanyatra festival, when the Lord takes his outside bath, supposedly catches a cold, everyone went home and they closed the temple. And late at night, behind the closed altar door, Gaura Hari heard what sounded like someone sneezing. Achoo! He said, what is this? Vajari's taking rest, the deities are taking rest. No one's around. Why am I hearing things? He was thinking, oh my Lord. I must be imagining this. Must be on my imagination, because the rumor is, everyone says that Lord Jagannath gets a cold and he's sick for 2 weeks, and he comes out on Rath Yatra parade to get some fresh air and change the scenery and go to the Vrindavan, Gandhija, Sundarachala. But then again, it came very loudly from inside the closed, locked doors of the deity room of Jagannath Pali Subhadra. It came very loud and clear. Achoo! So this eyewitness account of Gaura Haridas seems to confirm the story that, yes, Jagannath Swami does, in fact, catch a cold. This is Ahoituki Kripa Leela. Jagannath Swami's Ahoituki Kripa Leela. Causeless mercy of the Lord of the Universe. One disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who's lived 30 plus years in Mayapur in various managerial and preaching capacities, Shadadanya Prabhu, he was doing some temple work in Krishnanagar. And on the way back, he had a very strong desire, which is very unusual for him, but a very strong desire came within him to have darshan Lord Jagannath in Rajapur, ISKCON Jagannath deities. So they got there in the afternoon, right when the deities were taking rest. The deities had just taken rest, doors were closed, everything was locked up. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And Pujari, he asked the Pujari very humbly, he said, listen, is it possible I can have a quick darshan? And the Pujari said, yes, you can. Come at 4 o'clock. Very smart alecky type. Pujari, he could rather say, no, I'm sorry, Lord's taking rest. Please forgive me. Or even, what's the big thing to show at deities? But anyway. Naturally, to be expected, Shadadani was disappointed. And he thought, well, this was during the days of the old temple before ISKCON fixed it up. He thought, maybe I can catch a glimpse of Jagannath through the crack in the door, because the doors used to kind of be closed just with a chain. And there you could pry them open, and with a little sunshine filtering through the crack, you could get a little glimmer of their crowns or their mukut shining on their, or their turban pieces shining in the sunbeams. I've often seen that myself, because I first went there in 1977, and I think that ISKCON took charge in 1995 or so. I don't recall, quite a long time. So he was looking here and there, trying to see. He tried the wooden windows, but they were locked. He tried lying on the ground, looking underneath the doors. For 15 minutes in different ways, he was trying to get a glimpse of Jagannath, because he was strongly desirous to have darshan of the Lord of the Universe. So I gave up and walked away unhappily. okay, it wasn't meant to happen today. Although I had this burning desire to see the Lord. And as he walked away, he heard a noise coming from the temple. Some creaking sound from some wood. He turned his head and he saw that the window on the side of the deity, Darshan deity room, suddenly swung open, although it previously appeared it was all locked and shut tight. Now the whole window swung open mysteriously. And he ran back and he looked in the window, and just at that time the sunlight was flooding through that hole. That window was on that side of the temple, so it was brilliant light beams shining through right across the altar. He had a full, beautiful darshan of Raktadhara Jagannath with his beautiful red lips and smiling, happy eyes, and his beautiful, happy sister, Shubhadra, and valiant and courageous brother, Baladev. In this way, Jagannath awarded his devotee darshan to his full satisfaction. This is the healing of the blind Muslim girl. Many years ago, 20 years ago, when Jagannath was in his old temple before ISKCON refurbished it and made it so nice, there was a girl in the village, a Muslim girl, whose eyes were very bad and she couldn't go to Calcutta for proper treatment. And everyone said her vision was becoming worse and worse and there was no cure available locally. So the family, although the Muslims, they would bring her to the temple and pray to Jagannath, because the local people in the village says that Jagannath is really, he's really helped a lot of people in the past. So they had faith in Jagannath, they prayed, and for 7 days this practically blind girl with an incurable eye disease, she took Charanamrita, and somehow by the miraculous mercy of Jagannath Swami, her eyes became fully normal and she could see like any normal young girl. Even now she's a very old lady, but she has no eye problems. With her eyes, she can feast her eyes upon the Nayanotsav. Jagannath Mukh, Sri Jagannath Dev Mukh Nayanotsav. The Utsav for the eyes, the festival for the eyes is to see the smiling face of Lord Jagannath. This is a story about the magic lamp. Everyone's heard of Aladdin's lamp. The genie, you rub the lamp and the genie comes out, the magic genie. And he's a Kalpavriksha genie. Kalpavriksha genie, whatever your wish is, he fulfills. So one evening, some students came and they asked the Vajari, they said, listen, we heard a lot of stories about this deity. We wanted to come and see those stories. At that time, there was only one candlelight. In the dim light, they couldn't really see anything of the deities. They told the Bajari, they said, look, we came so far to see these famous deities who have done so many miracles, and we can't even see them. Bajari didn't pay much attention. He offered the artig, and this group of boys, they left rather unhappily. But then the Bajari called them back, and he said, after he offered the Pancha Pradeep ghee lamp, he put it on near the altar so they could somewhat see a little better than one candlelight, because now there was five lights of the ghee lamps for a few moments. So he thought at least they'd get a little better darshan than one candle. But as that ghee lamp was placed near the altar, every minute it got brighter and brighter and brighter. Generally it gets dimmer and dimmer. And the flames started getting taller and taller, and pretty soon the flames were reaching 1 foot off the ghee lamp. And the whole room became extremely super bright, as if the sunrise had just appeared on the altar. And everything was fully and clearly illuminated, very distinguishable. And the students saw that brilliant light, the magic lamp, the magic ghee lamp of Jagannath. And they were, needless to say, fully satisfied, the full darshan, the Lord of the universe. So Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Ki Jai. O Jagannath, Lord of the Universe, kindly be visible unto me. This is a story of the marble chore. Famous story, you must have heard about it. It's been in all the newspapers and magazines around India. Several movies were made about it. Maybe you missed that, but every day when the new temple construction was going on with ISKCON, there was one worker decided to steal a little marble every day, take it home. One day he was resting and Baladeva appeared to him and said, "Listen, you return that marble you stole from my brother's temple or you're going to find out my wrath. I'll destroy you and your family." The next morning, that thief shamefully and fearfully returned a cartload of marble slabs. He was caught in the act by Jagannath Swami Ki. Someone bought a very nice jeweled inlaid brooch or brooch, whatever it is, jewelry piece you put in your hair or put in your turban. One day, an ISKCON devotee named Sadhana Siddhi Das, his son Darleem was crying hysterically. His mother said, "What's wrong? Why are you crying?" He said, the voice said, I went to the temple and I saw Subhadra wearing a beautiful brooch. So I was attracted, so I wanted to have it. So I ran into Titi room to take it. But just when I was about to take it from her, Lord Balaram swung his arm around, slapped my face, and sent me tumbling out of the deity room. So I guess the basic moral of the story is, don't mess with Balaram's brother or sister. He threatened to destroy the marble chore and kill his whole family for stealing marble from his brother's temple. And now he's knocking off some baby thief. There's this, Prabhupada tells a story of Hirachur, Kirachur. Because the Mana Samhita says if someone steals, the punishment for stealing, which usually is done with your hands, it's hard to steal with your feet. Not too many people steal with their mouth. People run into a store and steal something with their teeth. I never heard. Or their feet, or their ears. Usually the hands are used to grasp and pick up and stash and steal and grab and run with something. Grab a necklace off a lady's neck, grab earrings off her ears, this kind of a typical program. Chain snatching. Crack the neck off. Steal the chain. It's always scary thing anyway. Breaks pretty easy. So Balaram gave the little kid a slap and slapped him upside of the face. "I'll slap you upside of the face, little boy. Try to take my sister brooch." So he came tumbling out of the deity room. So he was crying to his mother and said, "Mommy, Balaram slapped me." So that's something to rejoice about. Forget about crying. So what about this story, Hirachur, Kirachur? So Prabhupada told the story about the absolute nature of Mana Samhita, that one village boy, he stole some cucumbers in someone's field, and then he was caught by the constable, the policeman, and he's brought for trial, and he said, "You'll have to have your hands cut off. This is the punishment, because you probably won't steal again if that happens to you." And he complained, he said, "What is this, you know? I just stole a kira. I mean, I just stole a cucumber. It cost me 1 rupee for 1 kilo. The judge says, "Yes, but this tendency is what we're punishing. Because now you're stealing kira, but when you grow up, you'll steal hira. You'll break into ladies' houses and steal their diamonds. Hira means diamonds. Kira means cucumber. Hira, law, shastri, whatever." So the samsara, like, why law spares no one. Fire burns, even children get burned by fire. Kirachara, Kirachara. So he's stealing a brooch and he got knocked off. Even though he's a kid, he was not forgiven, stealing from the Lord. So everything belongs to the Lord. Ishavasamidam Savam Yat Kinchat Jagatyam Jagat. Tina Dyaktina Bunjita Madriyakasya Sudanam. It's told in the Visa Upanishad, famous verse about who owns everything. That's verse 1 of Isha Upanishad. Prabhupada used to like to quote that so many times. And very powerful verse in the Upanishads, Isha Upanishad. Ish, the Upanishad, is all about the Supreme Control, the Supreme Lord. So that's the first mantra of the 18 mantras in Isha Upanishad. Of course, the Mangalacharna invocation, which sets the theme for the entire book, is that the complete Lord Swayam Bhagavan is the source of everything, and he, because he's complete, anything and everything and anyone and everyone that emanates from him is also completely perfect. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagat yam jagat tena tyak tena bunjita magridha kasya sudhanam. Om Purnam Ada Purnamidam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Bhagavan, is perfect and complete because Bhagavan Sri Krishna is completely perfect. All emanations from Krishna, such as this material world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole Sri Krishna is also complete in itself. Because Sri Krishna is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Krishna, Krishna remains the complete balance. Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam Isha Avasya. Controlled. Everything animate and inanimate, moving and non-moving, that is within the universe, is controlled and owned by the Supreme Lord Bhagavan Sri Krishna. One should, therefore, accept only those things necessary for himself. Tyaktena, his quota. Bunjita. Tyaktena bunjita. Accept your quota, what is only necessary. Such things are set aside as one's quota, and one should not accept other things knowing well to whom they belong. This is called the Charanamrita Dawa Lila. The cure of disease by Charanamrita. Lord Jagannath's cook, his eldest son, Pran Gopal, became so sick that he had to go to the hospital. And the doctor said, forget about it, he's dying, don't waste your time here. And Pran Gopal said, listen, I'm poor, I can't, you say go take him to Calcutta, I can't do that. So he petitioned the doctors in the local hospital and said, listen, if I take him home, surely he'll die. So somehow the merciful doctors relented and agreed to admit this sick boy. Pretty interesting, modern doctors. He said, you take him home or take him to Calcutta? We can't deal with him. He's too intense for us to deal with. There's someone in the hospital in Pran Gopal, Jagannath's temple cook. He collected some Charanamrita tulsi leaves and flowers from Jagannath's charanam, and he prayed, if my son has to die in the hospital, at least give him some good destination. Then he returned and secretly put the flowers and tulsi under the pillow of his son and gave him Jagannath's Charanamrita. The next day, his son Ridai was perfectly healthy. The doctors said it was a miraculous recovery. He took his son back, and his son is healthy. It's a happy story. Number two. This is Jagannath's arrangement for Vivaha. Jagannath arranges a marriage. Now that's pretty interesting. There was one lady who was born in a shoemaker family, a cobbler's family. She was about 40 years old, and she was coming every day taking Jagannath darshan and his prasadam. And she wore a tilak. She was a Vaishnavi and observed Ekadasi. Although she was 40 years old, somehow her fortune was that she was not married. And like that's why we said Jagannath takes a break. She was praying to Jagannath to arrange for her husband. Even after 40 years, she was stuck on the idea. Shortly later, she married a very wealthy man. She has two servants, and her husband tells her that the only service she has to do is cook for Jagannath. Previously, she was so poor, and she was a shoemaker's daughter. She was working as a maid for a few pennies a day. After marrying this wealthy man, she told the Pujari that by Jagannath's mercy I got married, and now I'm happy. This is another story about getting married. So another unmarried lady was coming, another incident. She was praying in the afternoon, and she thought she was alone, standing in front of the altar. Curtains were closed, Jagannath is resting. So she was speaking her mind out loud. Oh, Jagannath, will I never get married? Meanwhile, there's a pujari inside the altar doing some attending to the Lord behind the closed curtains. And he replied, yes, surely you will get married. Of course, it's not told, but maybe he was thinking to marry her. When the woman heard this voice from inside the curtains, almost like an Akashvani, she was very happy. She considered that the voice came from the altar, must be auspicious. But she took it dead serious, as if the Lord Himself was speaking. And she was also 40 years old, way over the hill. And she was also poor, and wouldn't you know it, she married a wealthy man. Jagannath cures the child. From birth, Hemalata baby was suffering from blood disease, anemia. Nothing was working to help her. After 3 days of Jagannath Mahaprasadam, she became cured of anemia, but she never took any more treatment. Jagannath Swami Ki
Jai!
There was a temple guard named Prahlad. One day, Prahlad got a pot of Mahaprasadam. Instead of eating it right away, because he dozed off for a while. When he woke up, he found the pot was lying empty next to him. A dog came by while he was slept and ate all the Mahaprasadam. But the dog keyed. Prahlad understood his mistake in neglecting and procrastinating on honoring that Mahaprasadam. So he begged forgiveness from Bhagavan. But he was thinking, maybe for being so careless about getting this big pot of mercy, allowing a dog to eat it, maybe the Lord might get some reprisal. He might get some angry on me. He's a night guard. At 1 o'clock the next night, he fell asleep. And he saw Jagannath speaking from the window. Jagannath was speaking to him. I'm going to punish you now for not honoring my Mahaprasadam. Then he caught Prahlad by the neck and sat on his chest and began to strangle him. The only punishment that's suitable for you is death. I'm going to strangle you until you die. Prahlad remembers, he said, I was choking, I couldn't speak anything. And Jagannath was really angry. And within my mind I was praying, oh my Lord, I know I'm an offender, but please forgive me, give me a chance. But Jagannath said to me when I was praying like that, no! This apparat is no forgiveness. You have disregarded my brother Balaram's Mahaprasad. You know that the devotee of the Lord is greater than the Lord himself. You will have to accept this punishment. And Subhadra spoke on behalf of this poor Chokidar. So listen, Jagannath. Listen, Barabai. Please stop. Don't kill the guy. But Jagannath was not listening to her. She appealed again and again to Jagannath, and she appealed to Baladev. Listen, this guy's a devotee. But he made some mistake. He's begging forgiveness. Please ask your brother to stop killing the guy. Why is he so angry? Baladev was only smiling. He didn't say anything. It's quite a vivid dream. Prahlad said, Jagannath was still very angry. He did not leave my neck. It was going on for 7 or 8 minutes. My tongue was coming out. Still internally within my mind I was playing, oh Lord, please protect me. Protect me from the Lord, I guess. Oh Lord, protect me from you. What was he but? There is no one except you who can free me from this sin. Subhadra saw I was about to die. So she took Baladev by the hand and said, please stop our brother. Then Baladev took Jagannath by his hands and said, what are you doing? He's committed a sin, that's true. Why punishing him so severely? Then Baladev pulled Jagannath off my body. Sweating like anything, I sat up and started to pray. Pray for protection. Then Jagannath instructed me within 10 rules and regulations. Instructed me with 10 rules and regulations. You will do all this for the temple. After this he left and I stood up and went to the pump and straightaway drank so much water. Then I was meditating on this mercy of Lord Jagannath. This is the first of the 5 instructions that Jagannath gave him. This is an amazing dream, huh? 10 instructions were given. First, if any person comes with some dust or seed or anything from this place and says his Mahaprasadam, you must accept it. Even if you die, whatever happens to you, I will take care of that. If somebody takes some dust from that Rajapur and says, this is Mahaprasad, you eat it. If anybody takes intoxication, gambles, or plays frivolous music, then you must stop him. If they do not listen, then with all force you must try to stop them, and I will provide you with all necessary strength. You will never smoke or commit an illicit act on your own. You should not look at any other woman with lust. Regard them as your sister or mother. If you see anyone disrespecting any Mataji within the campus, then raise your voice against it. 5. If anyone steals any property which belongs to the temple, such as bricks, wood, flowers, then try to stop that person. Prahlad said, the other 5 are the 10 instructions which Jagannath Swami personally gave me during that Swapna Darshan. They're personal. I cannot tell you. From that time onwards, and even now, I can still understand in my heart when I see the Lord, if He is angry or if He's pleased with me. If I have to go somewhere for family work, I first come to take darshan Jagannath, and He lets me know if it'll be good or harmful for me. That's pretty cool. Pretty intimate devotee. Bhakta Prahlad ki
Jai.
Jagannath Kripa ki
Jai.
This is called Stranger in the Night. One night, Prahlad, the Chokidar, was sitting alone in a deep, dark night within the mangrove grove. There were many snakes slithering around and many dangerous scorpions. So he climbed up high in the tree to protect himself. Then suddenly, one person passed through the mangrove grove, walking towards the temple. He was an extremely well-dressed person, well-groomed hair, fragrant oil. He was wondering, the Chokidar was wondering, who is this gentleman passing in the middle of the night? A moment later, Prahlad heard the sound of a loud kirtan coming from the temple. Bells were ringing and ladies were ululating. He told us that this person could have been a demigod because the temple was actually locked And there was nobody there at that time. So he was a well-groomed demigod with fragrant oil on his hair. A stranger in the night. Where are our blankets? This is the Kumbha, Jagannath's Kumbha Leela. It's a very cold night. And this cold season, the pujaris start offering wool chadars to the deities to keep them warm. The pujari dreaming that someone was banging on the door while he was sleeping. When he opened the door, he saw the Utsav deities, the small deities of Jagannath, Subhadra, and Balaram. They were lying on their backs on the ground when he opened the door. They were shivering, and they asked him, "Why are you not offering us blankets? You have a blanket. What about us? You are sleeping very nicely under your razai. Don't you think we feel cold?" So the pujari was sleeping tight. He was really happy and hot. And Jagannath was shivering with his sister. His sister's in between shivering with the two brothers. This is called, "I like you doing my puja." Once the pujari was very sick with a fever and he was putting the deities to rest. He said, and he was too sick to get up later, so he told the guards, he said, "Listen, I'm going to sleep a little extra. I'll be waking the deities up around 5 or so. Don't disturb me, I have an intense fever. Don't wake me up." So while that pujari was sleeping and nourishing his fever, Jagannath appeared in a dream and said, "Why aren't you doing our puja?" And he replied in the dream, "Oh, Jagannath, I have a fever, I feel lousy." "Acha," Jagannath said, "you're so sick, but yet you're not too sick to take prasadam or perform kirtan. But for a little fever, then you stop our service." Pujari awoke abruptly, he was feeling so exhausted, and he again went back to sleep. Then the guard was banging on the door, wake up, it's time to wake the deities." And then he thought, "Oh my God, I guess I have to wake up. First the dream is there, then the chokidar." So when he woke up the deities, then Jagannath started speaking to him. "Listen, Pujariji, I actually like when you do my puja. The other pujari is not very careful. When he's dressing me, he sticks pins in my body because he's careless. If you look under my chadar, you'll see." And when the pujari lifted up the chadar on Jagannath's arm, he saw that some pin was not properly placed there and was touching the body of the Lord, and there was some spot of blood there. The same pujari is putting necklaces on Jagannath. When he about to put the fourth one, it slipped off to the ground. He picked it up and again it fell down. And again and again and again, up and down, up and down. And he tried again, and Lord Jagannath said, "Don't you understand? I don't want any more necklaces." This is called Lobi Jagannath. Lobi Jagannath Leela. Jagannath's Lobi Leela. He's so greedy. After some time, they put a Govardhan Shila on the altar and began worshipping Govardhan along with Jagannath. And then Jagannath came in the Pujari's dream and said, "Listen, you have this Govardhan Shila, he's so greedy. Everything, as soon as the food goes on the altar, the bhoga eats it so quickly. He doesn't even wait until the ritual is done, the offering. Ken doesn't even finish the prayers, ring the bell, he just gobbles up everything. As soon as the Vajrayi brings it in, he starts eating it, especially like sweets. Please do something." So now, in response to Lord Jagannath's complaint in the dream about Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Giriraj Baba Ki Jai, Govardhan Nath Ki Jai. So to satisfy Jagannath and Govardhan, they make a separate plate now for both. Two plates. Now this is called Jagannath's Naisparsha Leela. "Don't touch me with that finger." Once Shananivas is dreaming that he is putting the little Jagannath deities to sleep. And somehow when he was carrying the deities to their bed, he put his index finger on Jagannath's eyes. And Lord Jagannath said to him, "Don't touch me with that finger. is considered a muchi finger. We keep it out of the bead bag. Don't touch that finger, it's for cursing, it's negative, inauspicious. Chananyamas awoke from that amazing dream, and he followed that instruction. But then it was his habit when he'd pick up the deity, somehow his finger would end up like that. And then the same thing. And the Lord then held out his hand, extending his forefinger. He said, I told you, don't touch me with that finger. Jananivas questioned, how can he show you his finger? He doesn't have any hands. He was questioning himself. This Pujari immediately emphatically said, yes, he has. He has. I've seen. Water and Jagannath's milk. This is a very interesting story about the milkman. The famous devotee guard of Jagannath, Prahlad, he was talking with the milkman. He was saying, listen, 7 days in a row, 40 liters of my milk spoils before I reach the market. So Prahlad asked him, he said, do you put water in the milk that you give to Jagannath? Tell me honestly. They always mix it. He was a little embarrassed. He looked down at the ground and said, yes, this is our business, so we always do this with all the milk. And Prahlad said, maybe that's the reason why all your milk is spoiling. Next morning he didn't mix water, and from then on his milk didn't spoil. Jagannath provides everything. One day the Jagannath's cook saw there was no coconuts for cooking, which is such an essential item in Jagannath's bhoga. It's in all the dal and sweets. There's no time to go to the market. But how can I cook without coconut? Oh Jagannath, what are we going to do? Just then a guest came from somewhere and gave 3 coconuts to the pujari. Jai Jagannath.
Jai.
You immediately arranged to relieve your devotee's anxiety. These are all pastimes from the 50s to the 70s. This is called Shoes Inside the Temple. Once a rich man visited the temple during a crowded time, he was afraid his fancy shoes would get stolen. But he stuck his shoes inside his pants and covered with his shawl and entered the temple. As he bent to offer obeisance, his backbone cracked. As he bowed down to offer obeisances, his backbone cracked. He was no longer able to stand straight. Although he underwent many costly treatments of orthopedic surgery, he was still not cured. Next time he visited Jagannath, he admitted the offense he committed of carrying his shoes inside the temple, although they were hidden under his chadar. Because he's more attached to the shoes and to the pleasure of the Lord. Obviously, it's a great offense to wear your shoes in the temple. These are pastimes since the year 2000. This is called We Will Make You Better. Manjari Devi said, I was very sick with jaundice. I came to Jagannath Mandir in Rajapur to recover and rest. I had very deep symptoms of sickness. I was afraid I might be sent back to my homeland in the West because I was not getting better. On the fourth day, I was putting on tilak as usual, and I saw that the symptoms of these dark rings I had around my eyes from this liver disease had completely vanished. I was very happy. I went for Didi Darshan. But I was shocked when I took Darshan Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. I was frozen still. At that particular day, when my eyes became cured of this disease, a symptom of disease, Jagannath and Baladev were wearing dark purple beads hanging down from their turbans, going across their foreheads and under their eyes, exactly where I had the dark purple rings under my eyes. Then I heard Balaram distinctly telling me, it's all right, Manjari, we will make you better. Jagannath Swami's Hoitipi Kripa Ki. It's called Sona Tulsi Patra Leela. The pastime of the golden tulsi leaf. And in 2006, a wealthy family came to offer golden tulsi leaf to Jagannath. Pachari asked, why such an unusual offering? He said, listen, my wife and I have been married for 10 years now and children. We worship all kinds of demigods and went all kinds of medical treatments, no success. Someone said, Jagannath here is very powerful. We prayed to Jagannath and we said, if you do this, then we'll give you that. If you give us a child, we'll give you gold and tulsi leaf. We were blessed with a child. So that man asked Bajari to place it on Jagannath's forehead. And they were amazed that within such a short time they got result. This is called make their eyes shine like a mirror. One local couple had a son and daughter who were both blind, born blind. They spent half a lakh in treatments and sold all the land they had, but nothing worked. Doctors said they'd never be able to see again. Parents were frustrated and broke. They started surrendering and offering prayers to Jagannath. And although they're very poor, the mother made a bargain with the Lord. He said, if you give my child's eyesight back, I'll buy you a mirror. Please make our children's vision as clear as a mirror. Apparently this is kind of a Bengali tradition. Within a short day of hearing their sincere prayer, a few days, they got their vision back. They were very excited and they could see and walk without any help. The grandmother came and offered a small mirror to Jagannath. And these people, this Muslim family, said this Jagannath deity is very powerful and very quickly fulfills desires of his devotees. Gatana Agatana Patiyasi Shakti. That is the Shakti or potency of the Lord to make the impossible possible. So in this case, Jagannath Swami made the impossible possible within a few days. Two blind children received their vision again, so I hope they use their vision to see Jagannath. Affection of sight is to always see the bodies of the Lord and the bodies of the devotees. And this is a pastime narrated by Janani Vas about Jagannath does get a fever after Snani Yatra. While the Navakalevaram or Navayovanam ceremony was going on, Janani Vas was painting the deities. And the deities were laid back to on their backs on warm bedding. And they were left in that position all night long to dry because the paint was wet. At midnight, Janani Vas felt a burning sensation throughout his body, which he thought may have come from drinking Lord Jagannath's medicine called Brahmastra. But he never had this unusual experience before, so he was fearful. He thought he may be caused an aparad by laying the deities down. He read from Bhagavad Gita for some time. In the morning, the temple guard reported that he went to check the temple area. He heard what sounded like moaning and groaning of someone with a high fever coming from within the temple. From the open temple window, he heard the same terrible sounds. He became afraid and ran away. Locking the garden gate behind him, he returned to the guest house where the devotees stayed. When asked what time this had occurred, he replied, at midnight. That's the same time Janani Vas was experiencing this fever. So Jagannath does get a fever from this bathing, this Snan Yatra. This is called Jaga, which is what Lord Chaitanya was saying when he couldn't, in his ecstasy of dancing in Rath Yatra, he couldn't say the name Jagannath. He just said Jaga, no, not. Jagagara, he was just. His voice was choked in sapphic ecstasy, asta sapphic bhav. His manana kemala bhav while dancing, leading the Lord to Vrindavan on his chariot during Rath Yatra festival. That's told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There was one family that was serving there in Rajapur, Jagannath, and they prayed for a son, and they got a son, and he was just learning how to speak. The boy was taking darshan, Radha Madhav, this young boy. And as he was looking at the deities, he was saying, Jaga, 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 Jaga. And the mother and father asked their child, are you okay? Are you happy? He said, no. And then they took in a show, Darshan Panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhupada Shirvaita Gadadha, Srivas. And when he saw Panchatattva, then he said the same thing, Jaga, 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 Jaga. And they asked again the same question, my dear boy, O Beta, Ab Sukrahega, are you happy? He said, no. Then they went down to Rajapur and showed him the Jagannath deity. And he said, Jaga, 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 Jaga. And they said, are you happy now? He said, yes, I'm happy now. Jagannath Swami ki
jai.
So he's Jagannath Prasad. He was a gift from Jagannath. The mercy of Jagannath, they had this child. Apparently he was a very devout devotee of Jagannath also. This pastimes, it says Mayapur, Mayapur. Once the manager of the temple asked some visiting devotees where you came from. He said, Durgapur, which is a long way away. And the wife said, why we came here is because we wanted to go to Puri, but we couldn't make it that far. I was very unhappy about it. I really wanted to go to Puri and see Jagannath. Suddenly, when I saw in a dream, I saw Radha Madhav of ISKCON. And in my dream, I heard a voice saying, Mayapur, Mayapur, Mayapur. I woke up and my hairs on my body were standing erect. I told my son right then and there, we must go to Mayapur, ISKCON. We did that and took darshan of Radha Madhav. We didn't know there was a Jagannath temple here, but someone suggested that we come here and see this temple. Then we found out when we came here that this Rajapur is actually not different from Jagannath Puri. The lady said, I wanted to go to Puri, that was my dream, but I couldn't make it there. But by the mercy of Jagannath, I have come here. Now I feel my dream is fulfilled. Jagannath Swami ki,
Jai.
New Jagannath Puri ki,
Jai.
Jagannath Bhakta Rakhi ki,
Jai.
This is Jagannath Bhakta Rakhi Leela. Jagannath protects his devotees. Once a couple, husband and wife, were coming in the night for Mangalarti to Jagannath Mandir. As a lady passed under a banyan tree near the boundary wall of the temple, a very tall, bare-chested man shining a torch on the ground in front of her stopped when the commanding voice said, stop! Where are you going? And she was startled. And she looked down in front of her where that flashlight was shining on the ground in front of her because she was running in the dark to Mangalarti. She saw she was just about to step on a huge poisonous cobra that was lying on the footpath in front of her. She quickly jumped back and the snake slithered away. The husband arrived and also saw the snake and that tall dark man leaving without saying a word. The couple understood that that man was actually Jagannath, or that Jagannath had sent the man to save this woman's life. Otherwise, at that time of the day, no one was just passing by. It isn't on the way to the temple. Jagannath Swami ki. This is a story by Seva Priya Devi Dasi. She was saying, she was revealing her mind one day. She said, I was wondering, although I've been praying to these deities of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra for 2 years, my prayers have not been answered. But as I would hear other people tell their stories, Jagannath Leelas, I saw there was a pattern in the stories they were telling. It seems that all the devotees bargained with the Lord in some way. If you give me this, I will give you that. I had never been in this idea doing business. I never had this idea doing business with the Lord. But after hearing all these stories, which we have just read, this lady, she thought, it seems that Jagannath likes these bartering pastimes with his devotees. So then she started thinking, well, what kind of business can I do with Jagannath? What can I offer him? So she was looking at Jagannath and saying, what can I offer you? I really don't know. So she decided to wait and let Jagannath tell him in his own words what he wanted. And I was trying to get a child for a long time with my husband. And I got the idea that I said, listen, Jagannath, if you give me a child, I'll name him after you. I call him Jagannath Das. And I'll raise my child to know and to love Jagannath and teach him to offer service to the Lord. I would chant Jagannath's glories by telling everyone how merciful he had been to me. So I approached the altar, made the deal, and I felt really very happy. 1 month went by and I saw nothing was happening, so I felt impatient. Because she got pregnant. Why is Jagannath not answering my prayers? So I visited a doctor to see what my physical problem was, not conceiving. Doctor offered some solutions, but I didn't really want to undergo those painful solutions. That night, I kept waking up, although I was very tired. And the reason I woke up, because I realized these are the symptoms of a pregnant woman. I went to the doctor's appointment. I found out that I was pregnant. Jagannath was fulfilling my deal. This is called instant mercy. I once visited Jagannath and I was feeling very sick. And I prayed to Jagannath. I said, listen, you're a great mystic, yogi, Yati Yogeshwara Krishna. You can do anything. You've done so many things. I've heard so many wonderful stories about you. Please fix me up so I can continue this Navadvip Dham Parikrama. So I was there at the time of the Parikrama and I'm feeling so bad I couldn't go on. I took Charanamrita the next day and instantly became normal. All my sickness vanished. Rajagan Swami Ki.
Jai.
This is the story of the typist. As you're hearing the narration of all these different Jagannath Leelas, one devotee wanted to type them all out and help publish a book. Called Lord Jagannath's Mercy Felt by a Nitya Seva member. The ISKCON temple has some scheme that you give money every year to Jagannath and you become a Nitya Sevak. So they've got some reciprocation. Every year they would get a picture of the deities and some Mahaprasadam, some reciprocation for a gift. She says, when I received the envelope of Prasad, Mahaprasad, my mother raised her hands above her head and chanted, Ali, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. I just had a dream this morning that Srila Prabhupada was sitting on his Vyasasan and he asked some devotee to place the Mahaprasad in an envelope and give it to me. So she was very happy about that, it seems so. So by all this we should understand it, that the Lord Sri Krishna appears in various forms to attract living entities back to his lotus feet. So we hope that all these various stories we've narrated, Jagannath Swami and Rajapur, will increase everyone's faith, because we initially explained that these particular two-part series of Jagannath's Leelas were part of the Panchanga Bhakti series of explanations. Sri Murti Shraddha Seva. We should serve the murti of our Ishadeva with great faith and devotion, dedication, love and care. And this is one of the five limbs of devotion which will easily give Krishna prema. Because this is the main reason why the Lord appears. And all these leelas, they increase our faith and they certainly, probably a lot of people want to run off to Rajapur and pray to these very powerful deities. They seem to be like Teshra Balaji or Bhakti Vihari in Vrindavan. They seem to be dream fulfillers, magic genie deities. You go there and rub them this way and that way and fulfill all your desires. Cure the sick, give children to barren ladies, cure the sick, protect the innocent. Inspire and protect the innocent and protect the devotees, punish the miscreants. Everything is there. Award the devotees, punish the miscreants. punish the thieves. Jagannath Swami Nayan Patagami Ki Sri Jagannath Baladev Savadri Ki Sri Rajapuris Kam Jagannath Swami Mandir Ki Jai Jai Sri Radhe.